What's going on, you guys? Big375 here, aka Vince Salerno. Welcome to another episode of Blips. I don't remember which episode this is, but I've done more than one, so I think this is four, five, maybe? I don't know, whatever. Anyways, found some new news on Toy Story 4. As you guys know, this is the movie that is most anticipated on my list for this year. I've been scouring the internet for anything I can find regarding this movie. So excited for it. And a lot of us were under the impression we were going to get a trailer like last week, and nothing's come. I've been waiting to have that feeling of waking up at 5 in the morning like I did with the first trailer for Toy Story 4, and we've gotten nothing. It's been kind of disappointing, but rest assured, trailer's on the way, and is rumored to come out possibly this week. I've heard rumors it's going to be attached to The Kid Who Would Be King, which looks like a great movie, by the way. Or the trailer will be debuting at the Super Bowl, in the vein of usually what they do with trailers is they'll have a 30-minute version of the trailer, a 15-minute version of the trailer debut on television, and then they will have a little banner at the end saying, watch the full trailer online now. Like, I think that's what Pixar would probably do, is like a 30-second teaser on on television for the Super Bowl, and then a full-length trailer to release online shortly after that. It could go differently. I mean, I know they've done that. They did that for Han Solo. They debuted the 30-second teaser, which had footage that wasn't in the full trailer, and then they had the full trailer debut online. So if it doesn't come out this week, maybe next week, and if we have to wait for the Super Bowl, which I don't know if I can stand waiting that long, I think it's going to come. It's coming eventually, obviously, but the wait has been excruciatingly painful. But we have sort of gotten a really, really good tasty nibble of information, or just a new look at the film, or just new look at characters and like redesigns, or just a new look at the movie and the characters in the movie that will kind of tide us over until we can get something in the vein of footage. In addition to reports of new Toy Story toys coming out from the London Toy Fair, nothing major in terms of the signature collection or anything that, relates to big Toy Story collectors like me. These are like basic Buzz and Woody toys that I guess fall down when it's like voice activated and they fall down when you leave the room. It's kind of a cool feature, but I don't know if I'll pick those up just because I'm happy with my Toy Story collection, Buzz and Woody, right now. There is a dancing Forky toy that's going to be coming out that doesn't look like it's in the collection line, but there's rumors that the collection line is being brought back for new and old characters. So we'll see about that. But so in addition to that news that came out today, I was just scouring the internet for Toy Story 4 stuff. I constantly look up the hashtag Toy Story 4 on Instagram and Twitter, just seeing if I can find anything that comes up. And to my surprise, there was a social media launch for a upcoming mobile app game for Toy Story called Toy Story Drop. And I don't know the specifics of the game. I don't really care about that. I'll probably get the game and then just play it for the entirety of the time Toy Story 4 is out. When the movie's sort of had its hype and it's died down, I'll probably stop playing the game and delete it off my phone, like I do with most mobile games. But anyways, so I clicked on this page, and to my surprise was brand new high-res character models of most of the original characters from the first movie. There was the aliens, the three little green men, are one of them. Ham, Slinky, Rex, Jesse, Buzz, Woody, which was cool because they were, they're brand new looking character models. And if you zoom in on the details, you can see little scuff marks and details, and you can tell that these toys are old and they've been played with for years. And just that attention to detail really excites me, because just looking back at looking back at the original Toy Story in 1995, I mean, the animation still looked plasticky, which is why it works to make a movie about toys. But there are so many, like, little details with fabrics, with textures that just never came across in the original movie. And in this movie, it seems that, I mean, even the difference between Toy Story 3 and 4 is like night and day. The fact that the animation is so advanced now, and, you know, we're so far into the future with animation, that comparing the first movie to this new movie coming out, it's so cool for a big fan like me of Toy Story. So that was awesome to see, just these new character models and these new old characters being updated for the new generation for 2018 in brand new stunning animation. I think we're all going to be blown away by the footage, if just pictures of them are already blowing us away. But the most significant of all was we got Bo Peep in her old costume. This isn't the costume we've seen her in from the new movie, where she's kind of in this jumpsuit or whatever with her cane broken and some bandages on her arms or whatever. This is her original costume from the first Toy Story, but she looks stunning. I mean, it's the brand new animation. Her face has been sort of redesigned, as I said before in my last blips. Her face has kind of had a redesign. Pixar has taken some liberties on redesigning her, but she looks stunning, a lot more expressive. I think it's going to come across really well in the movie when we see actual footage of her on screen. And so I'm excited to see that. We also see that her dress is not like porcelain. It's actual like fabric, kind of confirming that, you know, a lot of people have speculated that, oh, Bo Peep is a porcelain lamp. How could she be a toy? Or how could she not break easily with a kid like Andy playing with her? And I honestly don't think she was just a lamp. I always thought she was kind of like a vintage Barbie doll, kind of coming from the same generation as Woody, being an older toy. And I think this sort of confirms that theory, that because the dress kind of like sways down, it has wrinkles in it, whereas in Toy Story 2, it was round and never really like broke its shape. But now we're seeing that it's still kind of round, but it you know, flows down. I don't know. I'm not a clothing expert, but you know what I mean. So seeing her in her original costume is really cool to see, and it kind of makes me wonder if we'll actually get to see Bo in that costume in the movie. Maybe not. Maybe this is just for promotional, just seeing her in her original costume, and then also seeing her in the newer costume. It may just be for promotional, but regardless, this is exciting. This is exciting for Toy Story fans, and this is really cool to see. If you want a full write-up of the game that's coming out within where these you can find the rest of these images, I'll put the link in my bio, but I've mentioned it before in my podcast. Yodeling Cowgirl, Toy Story fan, Heidi, she's a Toy Story blogger, and she does all sorts of articles and write-ups, and I did find these images first, but I gave them to her and told her that she could write up an article or post them to her social media, whatever she wanted to do, because this is her thing. She reports on this news and does a great job of tracking it down. So check out her article. She does a great write-up on the game and the character models and showing off the new images. So yeah, I'll put that link in the description of this episode, but check that out. All right, well, that's it for Blips today. Hope you guys enjoyed this. Be sure to give it a like, comment, and if you see the pictures, let me know what you think. My newest episode of the Vince Lerner podcast is being delayed indefinitely because I took my computer in to get some maintenance on it. It's been running slow for the past couple months, which is why podcast episodes have been coming in late. So I'll still release my newest one that I recorded, but it'll be late. It talks about Glass and it talks about news that came out weeks ago, but I'll still release it regardless because it does talk about my top 10 most anticipated movies of 2019, which is the big thing that I want to share with you guys. So yeah, be on the lookout for that. And with that, everybody have a great day. God bless and peace out.